Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, and there's a link to your to your instructors on the website at usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Matt is engineering the broadcast. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. I love your laugh when you start every program. I love it.
You know, Rick, I'll tell you, I was thinking about the calls that I was on last night, telephone calls, and it's so cool. We're putting the band back together, you know. As I talk to our instructors and our exhibitors for the expo, it's so neat and to hear them, and they're all excited. I mean, they're really excited. I was talking to Len Pence. He's with GardeningRevolution.com. And I went over to his farm, and I bought some concrete blocks, and I loaded up a trailer. He lent me his trailer, and we loaded up, and we got thousands of pounds of concrete blocks that I bought from him, and we put them in for a raised bed garden. And I said, so, Len, you know, for a couple seminars? He said, yeah. So he's going to be doing a seminar on raised bed gardening, and his seminars are always packed. Well, because people want to learn how to raise food. And he said, hey, I'd like to give away 20 CD DVD sets, and so we're going to give away 20 of his DVD CD sets at the expo. And then I was talking to Glenn Meter, and Glenn Meter is the inventor of the survival still, and he's going to give away a survival still at the expo. And then I was talking to one of our long-term food storage guys, and he is going to sell long-term storage food, Mountain House, at the lowest price available. There will be no lower price than at the Get Prepared Expo. No, now it's not.
Is the freeze-dry guy, Mike Moth, how are those guys?
The freeze-dry guy is doing well. And Mike Ma is Mike Ma's coming up from Guatemala.
And oh, that's so cool. Him and his dog. I think we need to get his dog a radio head. Radar cap, something out of, you know, where he's got goggles on and everything to protect his eyes. His dog is so cool.
Well, you know, when he was at the farm, he stayed here, and he has a pickup truck, and he drove it to Mexico, and he would tell his dog, okay, he put the tailgate down, and he'd say, Zena, okay, you just stay right here. And Zena would guard that truck, and she would just sit.
I know, man. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. And she's
cool.
A really
He's got
good
a very
dog.
Cool dog.
Well, and Zena is adept at riding on a motorcycle, and that's one of the things that gets Mike in a lot of trouble, because when he's on a motorcycle, he'll have his dog on the motorcycle with him. He'll put goggles on, you know, on his dog.
Yeah, that's the Radiohead cap that I love. It's very cool. I look like something out of World War One.
Yeah, and it looks like you know, the Baron's goggles.
Flyby on the birds.
So, Rick, I don't know if you were there for that expo where Mike Ma was going to teach us how to deal with a crowd. Were you there when he cleared out the cleared out like 50 feet all around him at the expo? Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he was over there in that corner. I was to his right with my table of books. That was before you had me sitting next to Greg Stowers, next to Sheriff Mack.
Yeah. Max coming to the expo, and you know, it took me a long time to start calling him Mac. I thought it was disrespectful, but everybody who is in his inner circle calls him Mac, and so I just didn't feel right calling him Mac. But now, you know, when I talk with Sam Bushman or you know the inner circle of the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, everybody calls him Mac. So. Now I call him Mac. But so Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack, is going to be at the expo. He's recovering from his heart attack. We're looking forward to that. And what we're talking about is Mike Ma. Mike Ma is a SWAT team trainer. He's a Marine. And he gets himself in a lot of trouble. Not even look for trouble. He's a magnet for trouble. And so he was at the expo, and it was wall-to-wall people. I mean, you couldn't go 3 feet in any direction without running into someone. And Mike said, let's show, you know, how you can protect yourself around a crowd and get a lot of distance between you and a crowd. So he walked into the middle of the expo where it was wall-to-wall people. And he started getting sick, or it appeared like he was getting sick, or actually he was acting. And he was reaching out for help, and he looked like he was choking. It looked like he was having an attack of some kind. And he was out there in the middle, and he was reaching out like the Statue of Liberty for help. And the more he reached for help, the more people backed up. So he just would very slowly rotate in a circle, and he'd look out, and they're like, "You didn't say help me," but it looked like that's what he was saying. And people backed up, and pretty soon there was no one closer than 50 feet away, and people were grabbing their cell phones to call 911 because they thought, you know, he was really going to get sick and die right there on us. And I got on the microphone because I had the PA microphone for the exhibit hall, and I said, it's okay, don't call 911, it's okay, Mike's okay. And so they put their phones down. They realized after a while that he was demonstrating, he was teaching how you can handle a crowd. And he said that he was in South America, and there was a crowd of a gang coming toward him, and he had his gun, but it didn't have enough cartridges in it to handle the problem. So these guys were going to come and kill him, and he was all alone, and he just started getting sick, and he started, you know, retching, and he bent over like he was really, really sick, and this gang decided whatever he had, they didn't want it, so they left him alone.
Yeah.
And so that's we're probably going to see some of that. We're probably going to see some of that at the expo. And that's Mike Ma. He just sent me an email, and he wants to know what's a good date for him to come on the air with us. So he'll be contacting us from.
I'd love to have Mike come on with me sometime. I like Mike. I like him a lot.
Okay, well, you want me to make that happen? You want to try that for next Thursday?
Sure. If he's available, that would be lovely.
Okay, all right. And I don't know how to explain, maybe you can explain this, Rick, what it's like with the faculty of USA Preparers when we all get together at the expo. How do you explain the synergy, the momentum?
Yeah, there's a mixed bag of nuts. It's the diversity of personalities is refreshing. And yet, when something happened, like that guy having a heart attack, I mean, Norm Shealy was there in his heartbeat. I mean, he was right there, right on him, doing him. Seeing the walk, talk, or the walk, the talk, walking. That's what I meant to say. The literalness of Norm Shealy right there doing closed chest cardiac massage or diagnosis, taking pulse. It was interesting. The guy was fine, by the way. But
yeah.
it was before anybody, there was Norm. I just I was there to watch Norm take over. It was really good. It, field drama. It was like on the spot literalness, and everybody there has similar, different ways of skill sets that I envy. And it's like being in a candy store for me, because I love to learn. And I am constantly picking up new things from the diversity of information that's available. It's just, and now to be able to work again with Matt Stein on our lifeboat concept. Later today, I'd like to talk about what Matt and I are planning to do. Matt bought into it big time. I got a wonderful email because I have a slight change in direction in the way I'm doing my urban survival skill things. It's, I function, you know, ESP and thinking with the gut, but there's other things that are really important right now, and we need to start a plan. It doesn't mean you get it all done. It's a process. But, you know, as far as I can tell from everything I'm reading, I just posted how the very wealthy, they had a big article, interviews on people that have wealthy money are bugging out. What do they know that we don't?
Well, Rick, I can tell you that I have some inside information about some very, very wealthy individuals. And they are seriously protecting their wealth. Here's what I'm saying. They are building structures that are extraordinarily hard.
Well, you know, and I'll tell you what else. There was an article out of England that showed this one wealthy palace that they have and the underground bunker that had a bowling alley, a swimming pool, and a bunch of other things at different floor levels.
That's exactly what I'm,
kind of money?
Well, Rick, that's exactly what I'm talking about, underground shelters. And what I've learned is that some of the wealthy in this country, in the United States of America, are using natural underground locations, as well as enhancing underground locations, as well as building underground facilities. And the very, very wealthy are putting in those shelters, in those bunkers, artwork and valuable things, non-replaceable things, as well as stocking up on ammo and food and supplies and things that are necessary to support life. That's what I've learned, and I've learned that from those in the know, those who are involved in let's call it the construction of those structures. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I will be right back. This is USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us in class. If you'd like to go to his website, it's richardallenmiller.com, richardallenmiller.com, and that's where you can peruse the titles and some of the information about his books, and you can buy them. And you'll be able to buy some of his books at the Get Prepared Expo. That's the third or the last weekend in March. You'll get a chance to sit with Richard Allen Miller. Go to his seminars, and we've got an all-day seminar on Friday, the 27th of March, where you can spend the entire day with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and Matt Stein. And we'll talk a little bit more about what you'll learn in that seminar. But, Rick, I wanted to get back to that that man who collapsed. And I'll tell you what happened. I don't know if we've told the story in detail or not, but we had an expo, and I was... We had many seminars going on at the same time, and I was in a seminar at the stage with Julia Shopek, one of your instructors, and she and I were doing a teleseminar. She's outside of Chicago at the time, and we were talking about little-known cures that doctors are kind of reluctant to use, not Dr. Shealy, but other doctors. And so we were talking about these cures, and Mrs. Finelli ran into the seminar room and burst in and said, "We have an emergency. There's a man who collapsed at the expo right by the drinking fountain." So I said to Julia, "Julia, I've got to run, and would you please continue?" And another man in the seminar took my place. I don't know who he was. To this day, I don't know who he was. He took over. And that was really neat. So the seminar kept going. I raced out. I had the wireless microphone in my pocket for the PA system of the Expo Hall, and I made the announcement that we had a medical emergency at the drinking fountain location, and at that same time, Dr. Norman Shealy was doing a live broadcast on the air out to Arizona with Tony Tangalos, who came to our expo to learn how he could build his own expo, and that's called the Prepperfest AZ. So if you've heard of that, that's Tony Tangalos. He was interviewing Dr. Norman Shealy on air at the time, and I'm making this announcement, stepping all over his broadcast, asking for medical help. So Dr. Shealy jumps in, and David Pruitt, our emergency room doctor, was there. He was teaching how to suture. He jumped over to the drinking fountain. Joyce Riley was there. She's a nurse. She helped. Dr. Julie Pennick was there. Dr. Howard Shane was there. This man had more attention than anyone would receive in a hospital emergency room. There's no question about it. And so we called for an ambulance, and ambulance arrived 45 minutes later. And by that time, we had this guy all patched up, and he did not go for his ambulance ride to one of the hospitals in Springfield, Missouri. So that's the story about what happened at the Get Prepared Expo. So when you wonder, you know, are we prepared? The answer is, yeah, we really were. We really were at the expo. So that's the story that you were talking about. And the man was fine after that. And what I think the rest of the story is, he did not have a job, and he was homeless. And he came to the expo, and he said, you know, I'd like to learn about this because I could use some of this information, you know, could I have a scholarship? And whoever was at the door at the expo let him in and said, you bet, we're glad to do it. So we helped this man with his learning about survival, and we helped him recover from his collapse. So that's the story about that man. And it was sad that it happened to him, but it was great that it happened where it happened, because Dr. David Pruitt, Joyce Riley, Dr. Julie Pennick, Dr. Howard Shane, Dr. Norman Shealy, and the rest of our medical team. We had some nurses that were also there, and this man really got great attention. And it was really neat to see how it all worked, how all these doctors decided who was in charge, and they took care of him. So that's the story. So Rick, it's kind of hard to explain what we're like. But that's sort of what we're like. And it's going to be a hoot to see Mike Ma and
yeah. Yeah. I like sitting next to Mike while he massages women.
Well, Mike. Oh, Mike,
I love Michael. He's very cool.
Mike, yeah. And he'll have his massage table. And he uses acupressure to relieve stress, and he's applied this to some of our instructors, and they say it absolutely works. Absolutely. So you get a chance to see Mike Ma at the Get Prepared Expo. We come back. I'd like to talk about these lifeboats, these sustainable lifeboats that you talked about, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can guess a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain in that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday for sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary Zorn.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Rick, one of the things that I do when I hear a new advertisement here on the network, I will call that advertiser and I'll say, "Hi, I'm Vince Finelli, and I just heard your commercial, and I'd like to introduce myself. I've heard it on USAPrepares.com, and I thank them for advertising, you know, on the network." And one of the guys that I called was I called Slingbows, Slingbow.com. And I talked to the owner, and his name is Matthew McCarrick. So I talked to Matthew, and I talked about the product to make sure that I was happy with it and liked it, because one of the things that we have agreed upon here at USAPrepares.com with the networks is that we don't advertise things that we don't like and don't support and don't approve of. So I talked to Matthew McCarrick, and we became fast friends. And he lives in the Garden State of New Jersey, and he is a medical doctor. He's a medical doctor, and he invented this technology, this sling bow. So I have one. I have a sling bow here. It just arrived a few days ago, and I'm going to try it out over the weekend. It's a quality product. It really is neat, and I'll let you know what I think of it. I expect that it's going to have great reviews from me. I haven't tried it yet. I just received it, but over the weekend when I have some time, I'm going to try it out. But I just want to let you know that that's what I do, and I call the advertisers and find out who they are, and I want to make sure that I know who they are so that they'll be allowed to continue advertising here at USA Prepares, because there have been advertisers on radio stations, not any that you're listening to now, but when I was in Springfield, that I absolutely would not allow to be part of USAPrepares.com. One was a medicine for men, specifically for men, and the advertisement was just unacceptable to me, and I really didn't like it. And I heard it once, and that was the end of that. Another one was a building, a storage building, and it was just a very poorly done advertisement by a 4 or 6 year old, and I didn't like that, and I put a stop to that. And another one was from a local coin dealer, and I knew the guy, and I didn't appreciate some of the things that he did, and so I put a stop to that. So those are some of the things that I do, and I want to make sure that anyone that you hear advertising with us is someone that I approve of and approve of their product and don't disagree with. So I just wanted to share that with you, that I do call the advertisers when I find out that they're advertising on this show. Rick, let's talk about lifeboats. Your definition.
That is a wonderful concept that was first given to me by J.C. Cole. He was a Wall Streeter that retired and moved onto a bunker-like farm up in New Jersey. And I've been in correspondence with him. He's been really good to me, helping me clarify my own thoughts on what is and is not important. I'd like everybody, if you have a moment, to take a look at a new movie that is about to come out called The Gray State, G-R-A-Y, Gray State. Yeah. It is so powerful, a trailer, as what happened next was that the director, his wife, and his children were murdered. Now, that's on my Facebook. I posted, and I've given them to you to post, the trailer for Gray State, and then what happened to the director of that movie. There we are in a secret war, and there are silent weapons. That is a paper that NASA put out almost 20 years ago. You can read it on the Internet, Secret Weapons for Silent Wars, or you can find it in a very cool book called Secret and Suppressed by Feral Press. And there's articles in there by, I know, three of the writers. Michael James Reconosuccio is discussed in that book. He was known as Captain Crunch. He's currently in a federal prison. Was a friend of mine when I grew up in Seattle. I got to know him. He'd come into my bookstore, and whenever we wanted to talk, he would take a speedboat out of the harbor right next to my bookstore, and we'd go out into the middle of Puget Sound where he felt he was not being heard when he would talk to me about things. Now, Captain Crunch was the one that invented blue boxes and black boxes and red boxes. And these were a way of blowing off AT&T and not being traceable with long-distance phone calling. And they started stuck him in federal prison because of this, and he now lives like a king in working for the feds in this arena. I haven't talked to him in almost 20 years. The last time I saw him, he drove down from Seattle to visit me in Grants Pass, where I had just moved, and he had a little van that had a gun turret on the top of it. He was locked and loaded. He was a paranoid, with due cause, probably. This Gray State movie is a worthwhile adventure. Remember I told you, if you want to know what's going to happen next, follow Hollywood.
Yes.
Here it is. And it got the director and his wife and his children killed. How does that work?
Well,
they're saying it was a murder-suicide where he shot his wife and then shot himself?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
The way
they put it in the media is that under suspicious circumstance, even though it's being ruled as a suicide.
Rick, there are a lot of deaths that are being called murder-suicides, and frankly, I'm having trouble buying this. I really, really
am. Well, it isn't true, and we all know that it isn't true. The problem is because of this movie showing how they're encroaching to the point of martial law. One guy posted, and it was from the 1800s, that you take any you hire the poor to kill people. Now, guess what? We all are. And what do you think? Has there been a change in the style of people being hired for police? Why is it most all of them have bald heads? I'm using that as a metaphor. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying it's all like that. I've just noticed a change. It's no longer about serve and protect. It's
when
about something I don't understand.
When you say bald heads,
that video I gave to you about statism, where a president you didn't vote for can order you to go to a country that you've never been to and kill people for the safety of our country. How does that work? We went in and bombed Afghanistan. Have you ever been to Afghanistan? I have. And it's a bunch of tribal leaders that run horseback. Yes, they have some modern things, but not like the U.S. The U.S.A. is possibly the biggest bully in world history, and we have a relationship with Israel that I don't understand because it's all about oil. How about your gas prices today? What ours just to yesterday broke under $2 a gallon. I never believed that would ever happen again. And that is our attempt to try to crush Russia. And when you realize, why would I want to hurt someone in Russia? I'm not into communism, and I'm not into capitalism, and I'm going to guess our new society will be a melding of each in small, isolated communities. And you choose the community based on who you want to be in the bunker with. And everybody's different. Everybody's got different values and belief systems and needs. Mine is, I'm a flower child. I started talking about Steve Gaskins and the farm years ago when he wrote his first book, Monday Night Class. That farm is still operational. That is what I would call a lifeboat. It is semi-self-sustaining and has a community. You call it a cult, if you will, and there will be many, many, many different cults, like there are religions. And each one, what is the difference between a religion and a cult? Now, everybody's different and has value systems that are important. I think I'm getting a lot of response. I've had 20 emails. I sent you one just this morning I got regarding that 1 square mile that you'd like to put up as a, what did you call it? A demonstration.
Yeah, a demonstration site of printed dome homes.
Something
that are
other
really strong.
People can look at and modify for their own needs.
Yeah, I got some bad news.
That you bought,
I got some bad news.
Beds, my recommendation is that 6 or 7 of your raised beds are under cover in a greenhouse. You build your raised bed, and then you put your greenhouse over it. Mike Harris lives now in Ashland, is going to take my girlfriend and I out to visit a fish farm that is absolutely viable as a self-sustaining thing. They have tilapia and algae and all of that. It's in Rogue River. And I'm going to do a photo op shoot of it so as to give people an idea of how they might want to do their own thing slightly differently, modifying this or that. I'm in contact with other really bright people that have their own ideas. The model I'm using, unfortunately, is going to require capitalism as well as communalism. Now, I lived in a commune when I first came out of graduate school. Well, I worked at Boeing, and it was during part of my military days. I was part of a group called Growing Family. And what I did is, well, we'll get to it later.
Okay.
Talk about it after commercial.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. And, Rick, you mentioned gas under $2. Gas was $1.55. $1.55 here in Missouri 2 weeks ago. $1.55. It's gone up a little bit since then, but it hit a low of $1.55. Rick and I will be right back. This is USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-467-5019. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-467-5019. That's 1-800-467-5019. Call 1-800-467-5019.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
With Noah Israel of Enviroc.com. And he's going to be joining us for the second hour. We're going to be talking about printing homes. And I'll give you an update on that 640 acres that we were talking about a week ago. So, Rick, you were on a roll before we went into a commercial break.
I was on a roll, and I just rolled off a cliff. Sorry about that. You'll have to tune me up. I have people here. Grace Thorn is here. Julie Vassapoli is here. And her dog, Robbie.
Oh, no. It's great.
Spring Spaniel, an old man.
Well, Rick, let's take a minute this hour, and let's talk about what we're going to learn at your seminar. Now, you and Matt Stein are going to come from the West Coast to Missouri, and you're going to spend all day on Friday teaching a seminar about, well, game
I originally
over
used to call it urban survival skills. Yeah. And it was a two-day workshop in Reno that Terry Cassidy, Lorian Fenton, and several others recorded. And I have those DVDs unpublished yet, looking for someone to, you know, format them up. Because Matt spent the first day, I opened with an overview on living off the grid for 30 days, and then Matt got specific on equipment and kinds of things of why he would use this generator over that one. It was excellent because it was a show and tell. I would say that 50% of our audience, there was about 140 people, were military. I had one family that was military that brought their children. And the second day was the ESP, or thinking with the gut, where I actually did a mini version of what I did with Navy SEALs and other military training. However, we have evolved. That was in 2010 that we did that one. And since then, actually 2012, excuse me. and that was out of Reno. It was a really well-attended workshop, and, of course, the more people there is, networking, which is the primary thing at a workshop. You know, it isn't just about the speakers. It's the speakers and the attendees that make the workshop unique. And then what comes out of the workshop is the connection with people that were there in a common goal. Now, that's what I'm seeking, is when Matt and I do a different version of that this year. And I don't know what part I'm going to do yet, except that Matt really likes the concept of sustainable lifeboats. Thank you, J.C. Cole. You can go to sustainablelifeboat.com, and there is a website that has just been up. Trademark that name, because I'm going to try to use that concept of USS America is taking on water, and I don't know if we're going to sink or swim. What I do know is there will be total chaos by 2020. I was down in Willow Creek, California, this weekend doing a urban survival skill workshop, and these people, if there is an earthquake of any kind, there are three different span bridges to get to their place in the deep mountains of the Trinity Alps next to Arcata. It's about 40 miles up, and if those bridges break, there is absolutely no way they're going to have food or water delivered to them. Now, what are they going to do in a mild situation where, let's say, the city of Arcata fails to deliver water and there's a slight collapse in either one or two of the bridges? There were some Indians there, some strapping kids. That was one of the things. The people I was with, they teach the Hoopas and the Yurok kids in school. And so some kids were in this workshop. They're big strapping kids, and I pointed to one of them and I said, it's not a merit badge, but your assignment job, cool thing to do, is to build a rope bridge across these rivers and then have show senior citizens how to do it. Now, that's a simple mountaineering class 4, and it's something that these people, right out of the gate, are way over what you need. You're not going to need a rope bridge to get across your water.
Rick, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to come back with more of Sustainable Lifeboats.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.